Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 115. Today is Saturday, April 28th, 2018. Or if you're in future land like Ash and I, it's actually Sunday, April 29th. I can say that because guess what? Stone's not here. So, and Nisi gets outvoted because we got two Aussies on the show. So,
I'm odd man out tonight.
That's right. So,
okay. Sunday? Awesome.
Sunday it is. Exactly. Anyway, hi guys. I'm Lita. And joining me is, as I said, Stone's not here. So, I have got wrangled in Nisi. Nisi's here to give me a hand. And we have our special guest, which is Asheo, which is over there as well. So, hey, Ash.
Good morning.
Hey. How's it going?
Yeah, very good.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming and having a chat with us. And I know Stone's in the chat room somewhere, so he's just detained at the moment, guys. He's okay. Everything's okay, but he just can't be here today. So, the show must go on.
You didn't want to do two drunk shows in a row.
That's probably right. Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, exactly. He's just got to stop drinking. Needs to get into this coffee buzz, you know, and he'll be fine. But other than that, anyway, so let's have a chat about what's been going on, because there's been lots of things going on and we've got Asheo here to talk to us about it. So, Ash, do you want to just let us know, because we have had you on, it's been a little while since we've had a chat with you. It has been yonks, even though I get to like talk to you all the time, so which is great. But what have you been up to since we last spoke?
No, I don't play WoW anymore.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Well, bugger, we got you on for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah. That was a excellent great show, guys.
Yeah. Okay, so, we're done. Yeah, that's it. See ya.
I actually have been playing less. I've got a frozen shoulder.
Which makes it
painful to use the mouse, which is difficult to play WoW. And people keep telling me, well, go and get one of those gaming pad things and not have to do it, but then you need the keyboard anyway to type and stuff. So I don't know. I just live with it and struggle through.
Yes.
Unfortunately it's my right shoulder. And so I can pretty much use the mouse in my left hand for everything other than actually playing WoW.
Okay.
So I use it in the left hand during the day while I'm working and everything else. So try and not overstress it. So I do have some right shoulder strength for playing WoW. But so that's a bit of a bugger. So that's put a bit of a dent in my plans. But
Oh, that's not
I
cool.
I have done most of what I wanted to achieve in Legion. I've got all my reputations up and I've maxed out my artifact weapon on my main and done all that sort of stuff. I haven't raided at all really much this expansion.
Yeah.
I don't have the time to do it anyway, so I just have to accept that and move on.
Yeah.
And most of the rest of my time has been with Iron Man tunes.
Nice. Yes, I got you back in. Funny about that.
Probably most of my time on my pacifist, and a little bit of time on Iron Man tunes, but
yes, which is good. So, well, let's talk about, because one of the main things that I really wanted to get you on here for again is you picked up the pacifist, and you'd originally started the pacifist. How long ago? It had been one that you'd started before, obviously, 7.3.5 came in. And you got the pacifist to what level at that stage?
I started the pacifist this expansion.
Yes.
And I think when this stupid zone leveling level stuff came out, I was about 30.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's right.
And And I went, oh God, this is getting horrible because now I can't go into zones and just walk past stuff. Everybody spots me from a mile away.
Yeah.
So I mean, it is a night elf, mm-hmm. rogue. So yes. I do have shadow meld and I do have stealth. So it's not that bad. But so around that level, I started, you know, obviously a minor herbalist.
Mm-hmm.
And around that level, around the mid-30s, I started taking note of how much XP I was actually getting for, you know, tapping a mining node or picking a flower.
Yes.
And noticing some weird stuff. And I did send you a question a few weeks ago about, you know, should I not actually level up my mining experience? So if I get up to you know, mining 75, should I not train anymore?
Yeah.
You know, because the way that mining works now, even at 75, you know, I could go to Legion and tap a mining node and get experience off that, even though I'm not getting, you know, full ore, but I don't really care about the ore. All I really care about is the experience.
Yeah.
So I played around with that for a bit, and it turns out, no, your profession level has very little to do with what experience you get for actually picking a flower or mining a node.
Right. Okay.
So I stopped worrying about not doing, you know, leveling up in my training.
Mm-hmm.
So then I looked at, okay, well, is it to do with what what kind of node you're tapping or what zone it's in? Yeah. And those two are pretty much tied together because, I mean, you know, copper zone in low level zones and, you know, tin zone in, you know, a bit higher zones, etc. So it seems mainly related to that.
Okay.
And versus your toon level.
Okay.
So, and different zones seem to work differently. There's some weird stuff that happens. So, and when I say different zones, I mean, you know, take Western Plaguelands, for instance, which I've spent a lot of time in Western Plaguelands.
Yes.
Because there is actually one of the things that I've been doing sneaking around the world is trying to figure out where is actually a good place that I can, you know, go and play my pacifist and not have to worry too much about how hard I'm going to get hit by something.
Yes.
So, you know where Scholomance is in Western Plaguelands?
Yes.
So, on the southern shore of that lake, all along that lake, there's actually no mobs at all.
Yes, that's a great spot.
And there's no ore, and I mean, there's plenty of ore and there's plenty of herbs, but no mobs.
Okay.
I just spend hours wandering back and forth.
Okay. And
that aisle.
Yeah.
And picking everything.
And what's the reason? Sorry, I was just going to say, what's the respawn on stuff? Yeah,
by the time
stuff?
You get from one end to the other,
and
then back again, it's already started respawning. So not everything's respawned on your way back.
Okay.
But by the time you get back to the start and go again, you're pretty much enough respawn to make the trip worthwhile.
Okay, all right.
So I've been doing that until one day when I come over the hill and leapt over the hill and almost ran into a rare that had spawned at the entrance to Scholomance.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, okay, I should probably look out for that rare
because
he can see me because he's like four levels higher than me.
Okay.
So that was a bit of a heart stopper.
Yes.
So in Western Plaguelands at 34, 35, I was getting 1,100 XP for iron and 1,100 XP for life root, which is pretty much the herbs that's around Western Plagueland.
Yeah.
So it was at 35, it was level. We're getting 1,100 for both.
Okay.
And then I got up to level 36, and the experience I got for iron went up to 1,200.
Okay.
But the experience I got for life root went from 1,100 down to 840.
Okay. Right.
And then for each level, it wasn't until level 41 where the experience I was getting for iron finally started dropping. So at level 41, it dropped from 1,200 down to 960.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, life root was only giving me 110. So I was like,
wow.
If you're a herbalist, you know, don't bother going to Western Plaguelands kind of thing, because it's, you know, the experience for that was terrible. And surprisingly, you know, occasionally you'll get a gold node where the iron node usually spawns.
Yeah.
So those rare ores like gold give you about half as much or less of what the normal ore does, which seems really weird. I would have thought you'd get more for a gold ore or a true silver or something.
Okay.
So I've been doing that, and I figured, once I got to about 38, you know, places like Angora Crater, you can now start at level 40. So
yes,
I'll just, you know, rock on down to Angora Crater. Can't be that dangerous, right?
yeah. Okay.
Angora Crater is actually surprisingly difficult to get to as an Alliance tune with no flight paths.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I know I could go and buy those toys, but I feel like that's kind of cheating.
Yep.
So I snuck my way all the way down to Angora Crater to test out a thorium ore.
That's like old school, Ash. That's like doing, you know, that run from like Elwyn Forest to Booty Bay as a human when I was like level 12 back in, you know, classic.
Darnassus to Goldshire.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That kind of run.
Yep.
So at 39 in Angora Crater was the maximum that I've seen for thorium was 1300 XP at 39.
Yep.
And given the level of the mobs there, and I couldn't really find a nice safe spot where there wasn't, you know, mobs trying to kill me,
mm-hmm.
I decided that Angora Crater, probably not a great place to be questing as a pacifist at mm-hmm. around 40.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
There's quite a few, because like as soon as I've used Shadow Meld, I'm like, okay, I'm sitting still for 2 minutes until that comes off cooldown.
Yes.
I'm not moving.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many mobs. So then I made my way over to Winterspring, which was another bit of a heart stopper because I couldn't actually remember, and I know I should have sent out a scout, but I couldn't remember whether the mobs in the cave would hit me or not.
No.
I knew I didn't have any rep with them.
Yes. That's right, because back in the day, they used to. Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah. They used to be red.
There until you got high enough.
They were red until you got your appropriate, you know, rep. But, yeah, they're orange now, yeah.
Nice and orange. So, yes. Yeah, so I snuck through the cave and into Winterspring.
Nice.
And since 40, I've been in Winterspring.
Okay.
Because Ice Cap in Winterspring at 40 was giving me 1350, and thorium was giving me 1350.
Wow. Okay.
That's a nice chunk of XP.
Yes.
And yeah, I think I was in Feralis, like Fair said, near Dreamer's Rest. There's some spots like kind of close to Dreamer's Rest itself where you can get sort of close to the lake before the whelps start to spawn in, where you can kind of get in there without, you know, too much trouble, where there's a spot where there's not too many mobs. Then there's some water back behind it where there's some neutral mobs a lot of the times. So you can get some blind weed, I believe it is. And that was giving me a decent amount of XP too at that level.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so when I said it seems to, you know, mining and herbalism seems to work differently in different zones.
Yes.
So in Falwood, I did go into Falwood and try going around there and finding a spot.
Yeah.
And so at 40 in Falwood, Mithril was giving me 1,200 XP.
Mm-hmm.
And Grom's Blood and Purple Lotus and Golden Sands and all the good stuff that spawns in Falwood was giving me 1,350.
Okay.
And by the time I got to level 42, Mithril had dropped down to 720. And Grom's Blood was still 1,400.
Wow.
So you know, Western Plaguelands is better for miners, but Falwood is better for herbalists.
Yeah.
For, you know, some reason that drops off. So nothing's dropped off yet in Winterspring. I'm at 42 and I'm getting 1,400 for both Ice Cap and Thorium. So it'd be interesting to see which one drops off sooner in Winterspring.
Okay.
But I mean, that's the, you know, they're the highest level herbs and mining nodes that I'm going to find in Azeroth until I can get to Outland.
Yeah.
You know, basically, I'm just going to have to grind my way from 40 up to 60 and or 58 and see how I go.
Yeah. So what have you done with the profession? Have you left it at just having your herbing and your mining on the original profession level? Okay. All right. So you're up to current.
As much as I can.
Yep.
And yeah, so I am getting, you know, thorium ore and ice caps rather than just pieces. Yep. And playing on Windrest Accord, the auction house is fantastic.
Yeah.
Compared to the Lopop realm,
yes,
where basically pretty much nothing sells.
Mm.
On Windrest Accord, you know, I'm selling all this ore and everything that I pick up and all the different gems and everything. Yep. And I'm up to like 15,000 gold on my pacifist. It's like amazing. So,
yeah. It's selling stuff. It is, you know, and that is probably part of the reason that I enjoy with the challenge tunes, seeing how much gold I could also make on each of them before I obviously kill them off or whatever. But that's like its own little mini game in between while you're trying to level and you're trying to do all this other stuff. It's like, well, hang on, I've got some greens, I've got some stuff I can sell. How much money will I make today? You know, exactly. So yeah, it's a bit of fun.
I don't have any greens because I can't kill anything to get it. But
yeah, that's all right. Trust me, I've got enough greens. It's all good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So since 7.3.5 dropped and you've been, you know, finding all this difference with leveling the pacifist, and do you think that now it has been a slightly better journey for the pacifist than before the patch? Like, where do you know? You think it's definitely harder or?
Well, actually, I mean, yeah, it's pros and cons, right? Because if you can find a spot where you can do that trek back and forth and not have to be avoiding too many mobs.
Yeah.
You know, then it's great that I can be in Winter Spring at level 40.
Yeah.
And getting that stuff. Mm. You know, but on the other hand, you know, to being able to play in zones where mobs are green and not have to worry so much.
Mm.
And they don't chase you quite as far. You know, that was a better scenario. So, I mean, probably leveling faster because, you know, you can get to zones that where you get getting better XP, but, you know, at the risk of your higher chance to die.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. And how have you had any close calls? Like, I mean, like for me, obviously, I keep thinking of the pacifist and especially with the fact that, you know, if anyone's around near you, if anyone kills, you know, a critter, anything, like, obviously, you're playing Wormrest, you're like me, we're Australian. When we play on that time, it's normally not a lot of people around, which is quite good. But have you had those moments when you're kind of like, oh, someone's here, I need to move, I need to log out? Like, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, no, I haven't seen a lot of people. And if there are people around, you know, I will avoid them.
Yeah.
Especially when they're like flagged horde tunes. I know they can't. Shouldn't be able to kill me, but I'm still like, I'm not flagged, but I'm not going anywhere near that person just in case.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's like if I see them killing something, then obviously I'm out of there. I'm nowhere near them.
Yeah.
And the other thing you got to be really careful of, like in Winter Spring, there might not be red mobs around mining nodes, but there's these little fluffy, gorgeous little bunnies. And if you accidentally swing and click on a little bunny, it's game over. So I'm really, really careful about that as well.
Yeah. Okay.
And do actually check my stats page every now and
God,
then.
Oh God, yes.
I was gonna say that's
have I killed anything yet?
Yeah.
That would constantly on there. I'm like, that oh would no, be... somebody was 10 feet near me.
Yes.
Yeah,
because I mean that would be the most devastating thing to have yourself flagged through no fault, really, of your own. If someone's come along, you know, and killed something, even if you're in the city, there's critters in the city, someone could just walk past you, stick out a dagger and be like, you know, and you hear the little rabbit or whatever go and die. And yeah, so to me, you know, you guys are crazy. I love yous, but you're still crazy. But yeah, so what's been your worst close call that you've had, like, as in something's picked you up that you didn't see, something snuck out from you, like
when I was exploring around probably Ngongora crater, there was a couple of close calls there, but the one where my heart leapt up into my throat and it's like shivers of, oh my god, that was close.
I
was still in Western Plaguelands and looking for spots that was safe to quest or safe to wander around, and there was, so it's like northwest of Anderhall where there's some bears and stuff, and there was a nice pretty flower that attracted me, and I went over and I sapped a bear and I went over to the herb and picked it, but there was another bear behind the tree that I didn't see. And so I started running, looking for a spot that was pretty clear to shadow meld, and thought I'd found it and shadow melded and then moved. And then this bloody wolf come out behind another tree. And I'm like,
oh god,
oh my god. Oh. So I just ran and ran and ran and ran and ran.
You ran so far away.
Combat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait until I get, was it 47?
48. I think
we get vanished. We get vanished. I can't wait till I get to there. It's like,
I know, it's a long journey.
Even as a night elf with shadow meld, it's still
dicey.
You have to be so careful.
Yeah. So what have you hit? What have you hit now? You're what, 42?
42.
All right. So you've put on, since the patch, coming back to it, you've put on a good,
it's about 7-8 levels.
Yeah. Which is pretty decent considering. Yeah. So, and you've been rocking with it, because I know you've, like, when we've chatted and stuff, you've been playing your tune while I've been killing mine. So it's that's what friends are for, you know, just to hang out and, you know, play challenge tunes.
Moral support.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, so what do you think? When you look at, obviously we're at the end of the expansion. You said that you've done a fair chunk of things that you wanted to do for this expansion now, which is really good, and playing the challenge tunes helps. But is there anything that you want to get done that's on your bucket list that you want to get done before, you know, obviously August 14th when BFA hits for your challenge tunes? Like, have you got levels that you want to be at a certain level, or what's your thoughts?
So I'd like to have to get up to 58 so I can get to Outland before that comes out.
Okay.
I've got a couple of irons on the go, a couple of irons in the fire. And I don't really have a goal for them other than, you know, just see how high I can get. I haven't actually set a goal.
Okay.
And I do have a Bloodthirsty that I haven't played in quite a while now. I haven't played since... I've played it a little bit, but basically I stopped when Legion came out because they changed Touch of Death.
Yes.
So I was just loving wandering around in Feralus and... Touch of Deathing stuff.
Yes.
I can't do that anymore. It makes it a bit hard.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, not you know, unreasonable goals. I mean, I've got other goals that are kind of a mental bucket list. I haven't written anything down, but I mean, I do want to get my legendary fishing pole. I haven't done any of that.
Slacker.
So, yeah, there's still a whole bunch of Legion stuff that I haven't touched on. But
Yeah,
well.
They're good. There's lots of grinds. It's nice to be able to have something when you do need that break from challenge tunes can get so, you know, so intense. I know some people in the chat room are probably like, what? never. But sometimes, you know, just to have, give yourself a little break and go and do yes. something normal, so to speak, air quotes, can be a really good thing to, you know, just to go and kill stuff and massacre it and feel like you're overpowered and not have to struggle with it is that's a pretty powerful feeling, I must say. Yeah. So, okay. So what advice? All right. Give me some advice. First off, about starting wanting to do, if I said to you, I'm going to start a pacifist after you pick yourself up off the floor and say, well, leader. Okay. What tips would you give to that? And then of course, with anything else, if anyone wants to do any of the challenges.
Yeah. So pacifist, I think the only combination really is a night elf rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless you can sneak around like that and, you know, the need to be running away from things all the time, really that's the ideal class race combination.
Yeah.
So... I think you'd be mad starting out to try anything other than that.
Mm.
So stick with that. And in general, yeah, don't do a pacifist. just do an Iron Man or a Tin Man. You know, start off on something easier.
Mm.
And have multiples on the go. You know, a because it's. They're pretty easy to kill off and you just churn through them and B, yeah, you want to be making the most of rested XP.
Mm-hmm.
I won't play my pacifist if I don't have rested XP.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And this, again, comes from a true altaholic. So having multiple tunes on the go is always a good thing, isn't it, Nisi?
Exactly.
Yes, it is. I gotta tell you, it's nice to, you know, be like, oh, crap, I shouldn't have done that. Okay, well, let me either reroll, or B, let me just hop onto somebody else while, you mm-hmm. know, my head clears a little bit and I think about, do I want to reroll that character right now?
Yes.
So, plus, you know, it's good because then you can keep a constant chain of rested running.
Yes.
So then, you know, it's like, okay, I'm done rested on that one. Let's hop to somebody else. And I mean, mm-hmm. I've got more than a bar of rested on everybody because I've been so busy.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean, it definitely helps because, you know, that rested, that's like, I find it very helpful because it's less mobs you have to kill or less herbs or ore nodes that you have to mine and mm-hmm. what have you. So
yeah.
It makes it go a little bit easier. And when you can see your XP bar creeping up, then you can actually feel like you're getting somewhere. And it's like, okay, so now I'm like motivated. Look, I'm halfway now. So, and then like the second half of the level kind of goes a little bit faster.
And that I suppose that would be the thing, because you both do pacifists. So seeing what that little bit of XP that sounds, you know, it's like, yay, I'm getting 1400 for a herb or a for a mining node. But it can be when you start looking at that little bar and you're like, damn it, because I do the same. Yeah.
42 is like only 1%.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You have to do it 100 times.
It's painful on pacifist and bloodthirsty to not be rested, because then you're looking at that and you just start glaring at the XP number or glaring at your XP bar not mm-hmm. moving. And it's like, I hate you. I hate you. You need to go up further.
Exactly.
Like, fine, I'm do something else.
Exactly. No, I thoroughly understand that. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ash. That's lots of excellent information. So for those of you crazy people out there doing pacifists, I tip my hat off to you, because it certainly seems to be intensified now since the patch and since the changes. But well done, Ash, on getting to like to 42.
Job.
That's really well done. So good luck for everything else. Now, let's talk about your week, obviously. Other than just doing pacifists and mining and herbing, what else have you been doing?
The main thing that I've been focusing on for a while now, and I have actually finished now, is the Family Fighter meta achievement.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That was a lot of pet fights.
Mm-hmm.
So for those that don't know, that's there's what must be about 6 on each continent in Argus. So like 18 different legendary pets that you need to fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And you need to defeat them with a team's...
Of each type.
Of each type. So defeat them with a team of undead, defeat them with a team of mechanical, etc. And yeah, there's some really, really frustrating fights in amongst that. It all comes down to RNGesus.
Yes.
And that was the first time. I mean, I'm pretty avid pet collector. I don't forget how many actual pets I've got now. And they're all blue. They're all 25. One thing that I never really bothered too much with. Pardon me. I'll clear my throat. Have some water.
Nice.
One of the things I never really bothered with was the different breeds of a pet. I figured, I'm into it, but not that much.
Yeah.
Well, for Family Fighter, I'm sorry, you pretty much have to be.
Yes.
There's fights in there where you have to have a pet that's of a particular speed in combination with, a particular health pool.
Yep.
And if it's too fast or too slow or has too much health or not enough health, then basically you're screwed. And
yep.
It's very difficult.
That sounds painful.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Because the mechanics of those pets of the legendary pets that you're fighting, and the teams that you're trying to put together, and props go out to. I mean, quite a few times I gave up and had to go to Zufu's pet guide. Because it was like, I give up on this one. It's too hard. And they were generally ones where people have really struggling to come up with a team that's reliable, and it does come down to specific breeds, of pets. So in order to do this, I had to actually go out and farm. It's probably about half a dozen different pets.
Okay.
To farm for a specific breed.
Yeah.
And then leveling them up was easy because I have so many pet tokens and stones to turn them blue.
Yes.
That part wasn't hard. The hard part was finding the right breed.
Yep.
And taming it. So
nice.
That has taken me weeks and weeks and weeks, and finally finished and got my little Felclaw muscle as a reward.
Wow. Yeah. Congrats.
Very nice. Congrats.
Very nice.
If you are going to try that, then definitely wow-petguide.com, the Zufu site.
Yep.
is an awesome resource for pet battles in general.
That's right. It is fantastic. Well, that's good. Nice. Congratulations. That is a massive achievement. Definitely.
Yes. Definitely.
Nice. I don't think I've started that.
My week hasn't. My pacifist. I know people are going to be. This is quite really embarrassing to admit, but I'm still addicted to Draenor garrisons. I still log into my garrisons pretty much every day.
Yes, he does.
Collect all my garrison resources and look to see if it's a fur day or a herb day so that I can buy my sumptuous herb, my sumptuous fur, and I can buy my herbs and send them off to my four tailors and make
bags.
Sweet bags.
Nice.
I was like, at this point, if Blizzard gave me the option to delete my garrisons and never be able to recreate them, I would take that option because I'm just horribly addicted to it. I don't want to do it, but I'm like, I have to.
I have to. Yeah. You have to go and see which one's up, which one's got the cheap garrison resources.
That's it.
Yeah.
So my biggest hope for Battle for Azeroth is that there's a bigger, cheaper bag to make than the Hexweep bag, so I can finally go, okay, there's no point making those anymore. I can stop.
Yeah.
stop making them. I kick myself every time, but I still do it.
Yeah, well, you know, the other good thing is that Squirt should be up today, tonight.
Is it tonight?
Should be.
I looked at a couple of different calendars, one of them said it was, and one of them says it wasn't.
It's supposed to be.
I think tomorrow is Squirt Day, and it's Pet Battle Week.
I might be.
So no one bother Lita.
Sick. Yeah. Maybe. Yes, but it is supposed to be. So I haven't checked yet, but I do love my garrisons too. So it's always good. And it's good to get, you know, use that Hearthstone. Having an extra Hearthstone's like excellent. Yeah. It's good because you can utilize it. All right. Well, that's pretty cool. I like that. And bags is always good. You know, you can always make more bags. Auction house stuff is good. We do like that. So... excellent. What else? What else have you been doing? That's pretty much the it.
That it?
Yep.
Pretty much it. Yep.
Been pretty busy. So
that's... for a bloke with one good shoulder, that's, you know,
yeah.
I feel like I'm doing all right.
I think so. I think so. So I hope your shoulder feels better really soon. I know frozen shoulders are not nice at all. And we can all sympathize with that. Definitely. Okay. Niecy. What have you condensed version of Niecy's week? What have we got?
Okay, well, let's see. I have been working on my pacifist as well,
mm-hmm.
and I've been bouncing some things off of Boz in our mod chat.
Okay,
we've both found out something very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to Outlands, and you know, Zangarmarsh was the place to go back in the day to farm, because you could do that nice big circle through there, and you got flowers and you got ore, and some spots were pretty safe. Flowers stop giving you XP in Zangarmarsh. Not all of them, but some of them.
Aww.
And Dreaming Glory and Fellweed and Ragvel, I was getting XP when I first set foot in the zone, a little bit. About a third to maybe half of the way into the level, it just stopped. And I was like, what is going on? And I was like, maybe I need to go train. Went and trained, came back, nothing. And I was really mad. I was like, what is going on? So I sat and I thought about it for over a week. I finished out the level. I'd gone back to vanilla. And I'm still, like, mad about it. I'm like, I don't understand. So I was like, all right, fine, whatever. So I was like, you know what? I'll go out to Negrand, the next level. We'll get this. We'll see what's going on there. Because I really was mad. I didn't understand this.
Yeah.
Went over to Negrand, found some Fellweed, picked it, looked at my chat box. It gave me XP. I was like, what? I was, why did you give me XP when you didn't give me XP in Zanger? I'm like, what? So I found a Dreaming Glory. It gave me XP. And I was like, what is going on? I was so mad. I was like, am I crazy? So I went back to Zangarmarsh, found the same two identical flowers, no XP.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on? We don't know if it's a bug with the zone. We don't know if it's the way it was designed.
Yeah.
It just, I was like, okay, this is really bizarre. And Boz tried it too, and the same thing happened to her. So we don't know what the deal is. But I mean, ore was working fine in Zanger, but just the flowers were acting very strange. Like, I was getting XP from Flame Cap, and there might have been one other one out there that gave me XP, but nothing else was, but it would in Negrand. So we're both kind of scratching our heads about what's going on there.
You should definitely log that as a bug and encourage them to fix it before I get to Zangarmarsh.
Yeah, because like we're like, what is the deal here? So we had that little conundrum going on, and I did manage to get her to 62. Although I got to tell you, I'm more scared now that I have flying on my pacifist than I did before, because I'm like flying over and look down like, oh, there's people that were fighting underneath of me. Did I just get credit for a kill? So now I'm like terrified. I didn't, but I was like, I'm constantly checking that stat screen like every 15 minutes. I'm like, no.
So
I have to be a little bit more careful with her. And I think I ended up taking her out to I took her out to Wrath of Lich King zones, and I think I was actually farming in believe it or not, I was in Shulzar Basin for a while, and I was doing okay. So she's out there somewhere, and I got the Demon Hunter a level, so that one's up to 103. I got the DK level. I got a level on a couple lobies, mm-hmm. and got a level on the Paladin Bloodthirsty, and I got a level on my Tin Challenger. I got a level on my Iron Challenger. The only thing I didn't do this week was teams.
Okay.
Zorts and I will be getting back into that next week.
Yes.
And I actually started a Green Challenger as well, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
So far, so good.
So just a couple.
What level did you take your pacifist to Outland?
I went there at 60 once I could fly.
Right. Okay.
I was hopping back and forth between Winter Spring and trying to go to Outlands. And then I ended up in Syphilis, actually, for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I ended up coming back to Winter Spring. And I was having trouble getting comfortable because I was just like, I don't know about this. And the Thorium was still giving me, I think Rich Thorium, I was getting like 1750 mm-hmm. at that point. And the small Thorium was a lot lower. But I think it was sub 1,000. But, you know, it worked for a bit. But the flowers and Outlands were when I could get them.
Yeah.
They weren't too bad.
I've been getting, because I wondered about that. And I've been getting the same XP for small thorium and rich thorium.
Mm. Yeah, that dropped off after a certain point.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think the nodes in Sholzar, I want to say I was getting either 1800 or 1900, and it didn't seem to matter whether I was mining or picking.
Okay.
It seemed to be about the same for the past level. So it's been busy, but I haven't felt that busy. I mean, the Paladin was the worst out of anybody that I worked on this week, because when I first started her out, I was like, this XP bar is not moving. And I was just like, this is terrible. This is going to be a long level. And I got halfway, and then once I hit the halfway mark, it just kind of poofed, and the level was done, and I was like, okay. But I have found out in the level scaling zones, if you stay there, at least for the mammoths that I've been killing in Borean Tundra, their loot table changes. So,
okay.
Sort of. Well, the items are basically the same, but they change names.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was getting chipped tusks before, and now I'm getting a looped tusk. I was getting a stumpy foot, I think. Now I'm getting a misshapen foot, or it was a misshapen foot, now I'm getting a stumpy foot. Something along that lines. Like, the pictures are still the same, and it's still basically the same item, but they changed the name on it. And it's worth more now. So I was like, okay, this is interesting.
Okay.
But yeah, she's gonna be heading out, and I don't know if I'm taking her to Pandaria next, or if I'm gonna take her to Catazones. I haven't decided.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta see what feels okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's my baby. I've had her since Warlords. So I'm trying to be very, very careful with her.
Mm.
So I don't want anything to happen to her. I've learned my lesson of where not to go from the last one that I had out in Pandaria for a brief amount of time. But you know, I'm just trying to inch things along with her. I know I said I wanted to get to 90 on her before BFA drops. But I don't know if that's going to happen because I'm being extra, extra cautious with her.
Yeah.
So maybe 85 is probably a better goal to shoot for.
Okay.
But I got my pacifist past 60, so you know I'm happy about that. So
nice.
As long as everybody stays alive, I'm good.
Yeah. And that's, I don't know, that I think that's one of the things that when you've had these challenge tunes around, not necessarily that the level that they're at, but when you've had them around for as long as you know, you've had some of them, which may be through various expansions, I think when something happens to them, it actually hurts more.
I can't wait to see, you know, what her real world timestamp might be, because she was made shortly after Soulbound had been made, and that was, you know, back during WoD. So I was like, I'm just thinking, I'm like, oh wow, because like my slash plate said 5 days. I'm like, yeah, that ain't right.
Nice. Okay, well, it sounds like you've been very busy as well. It sounds like you've got a lot done, which is good. So that's, you know, that's the thing about the challenges. And I'm sure that if you're not new to challenges, this is the thing that really can be the part that gets under the skin, is, you know, having all these tunes, just playing them and just inching that little bit closer to, you know, where we want to get and be like max level and get that that the thrill of the achievement, obviously, for maintaining, you know, getting to max level. So yeah, no, that's good. Well done. Well done. Sounds like you've had a pretty good week.
Looks like you've been a little busy too.
Just a little bit. So everyone, grab your coffee. Yeah, okay. Got the coffee.
One's gone cold.
Oh, well, quick, go make a new one. Come on. I've got my. It's okay. I've got enough for everyone. It's all good. Trust me, it's not going to. I'm not going to spend hours talking about it. But we will start off with, obviously, Rogue Rumble contest just has now finished, and we will get to that shortly. But I continued on, so I managed to successfully kill two last week. And I went, right, third time's the charm, let's do this. And I stuck with going undead. I was like, nope, we're going undead rogue. I'm doing this horde side. So I made it to level 26 yesterday. She's still alive. Boy, did I have some close calls. Oh boy, I don't even know how I did not die on this one, because there would have been at least two handfuls of times that I should have been dead, but I wasn't. And I think the worst case was killing off a mob and ending up with 6 hit points. Oh, 6. God. Thank goodness there was no debuff on me. If I'd had a debuff, I was dead. Like, there was, and if another mob had come off and literally just gone boop, I would have been dead. Yeah. So honestly, the fact I made it to 26, I'm really quite proud of myself, because I should have lost them at probably about 15. I should have lost up, but we got there. I did find questing really rough on the road. Now, I'm not sure. I've had a couple people say, well, you know, certainly is better with the Night Elf, with Shadow Meld and all of that. And not having Vanish until 48. Seriously, Blizz, what are you thinking? That's just, she's not going to make it to 48. Oh, that's all I know.
Making you earn it.
I'm like, yeah, nah, I think I'm done. I am so done. I'm not a fan of Rogue. I never have been. Yes, sneaking around places and pickpocketing is a bit of kind of fun, but I just kind of want to really mash things. And I found it was really, I felt like she was like, stab, stab. And I want to go mash, mash.
It's a little slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a little slow. Even the Bloodthirsty Rogue I've got was slow. And rough. Felt slow. And she has gear, so it's like, eh.
Yes. Yeah,
but no, it was a fun contest. It really was. I ended up killing off one, too.
Yeah,
What was the highest level you actually got to on all the ones you killed?
I got to 19 and 17. So the fact that I got to 26,
yeah,
without killing her was quite successful. Good. I'm quite happy
Definitely
with that.
Definitely good in that department.
Yeah, so that wasn't too bad. But I will also say that by doing Horde side, I think I found it a bit rougher. I mean, it's not like all my challenge tunes aren't Alliance, but I've got a fair chunk that are. And trying to find quests where I felt like for Horde side that I could just be like, oh yeah, this will be okay. This will be okay. I was like, eh. So there was a lot of quests. I'd go into zones and I'd be like, I'm not taking that on. I'm not taking that on. I'm not doing that one. So I think also then that restricts you from moving further into the zone to do more quests. So it kind of was like I kept jumping. I kept having to jump all around. And I'd go from Kalimdor to Eastern Kingdoms, back to Kalimdor, back to Eastern Kingdoms. And I'd be like, can I just have like one little place I can just like quest? I just want a quest. But every time I came up against
just
a quest,
try as a pacifist for a few levels and then go back to it, and you'll feel like it's good, because as a pacifist it's like really frustrating. It's like, go and talk to this guy, and you go, yeah, quest I can do, and you go and talk to him, he goes, go and kill 3 million of those, and
go, oh, well, go no. Yeah, no. Thanks for that, Ash, but no. So anyway, it wasn't too bad. But then last night I was like, I looked at my rogue and I was going to play her and I just went, you know what? I'm done. I can't do Rogue Rumble anymore. I am done. So what did I do? I jumped on my Bloodthirsty. So I just went mass killing. So I hopped onto my Night Elf Hunter. She hit level 35. I just mass killed everything I could. Obviously, she's in Lock Modan. Best zone ever. And I'm up to 1,957 kills on her to hit 35. So I'm quite happy with that. No issue. It was so good just to get quite a few rares. It was nice to smash the rares, whereas on the rogue I'd be like, no, not gonna happen. And then I hopped on the Void Elf Warlock, and obviously because she's different, she starts at 20. I'm still working my way with her, but she hit 27 and she's at 618 kills. And again, the Void Elf Warlock, she's pretty powerful. So I feel really, I was just, you know, smashing faces with her. And again, running around Lock Modan, I was just killing everything I hadn't already killed on the Hunter. I was just annihilating with the Warlock. So I felt good. I felt like, yep, okay, I've released some pent-up energy from doing the Rogue Rumble contest. And, you know, I can just mash the buttons. So yeah.
At least you gave it a try.
Yes. Yes.
Like, I just wasn't game. Having playing a rogue as a pacifist, I'm like, nah, I can't try that because I'll get confused what tune I'm playing. I'll end up killing something.
Yes.
So no, I can't mix that up.
No, exactly. And that would be the last, like that would just be the shattering thing. I think I've only had it once where I hopped onto the... I think I hopped onto a Bloodthirsty that I had before I started calling them all like Iron Leader and Blood Leaders. I just had leaders. So I hopped on one and I thought she was my Iron and it turned out she was my Bloodthirsty. Not good to go questing on a Bloodthirsty, even back then. Not the best idea.
I actually leave my starter robe on my pacifist so I know that's my pacifist because of how different she looks.
Yes. That's a good idea. We've all got different ways to do things, which is good. Okay, awesome. All right, so let's go on to we have got a pun this week from Azzy. I'm not sure if he is in the chat room. Hey Azzy, thank you for your pun. Actually, we should read it first and then maybe I'll say thank you. Ash, can you... I haven't looked at it. I've not read it.
I
so,
just looked at it.
So, Ash, can I get you to read Azzy's pun for me, please?
All right. Can I get somewhere safe first?
Yes. Okay.
All righty. Can't see it. Someone's put all these teams into the notes.
Sorry, it's above it. It's above.
Oh, there it is. Azzy's pun.
Yes.
Doc, I can't stop singing the green, green grass of home. You said, that sounds like Tom Jones syndrome. Is it common? I asked. It's not unusual, he replied. It's
unusual. Oh, Azzy, I like that one. I like that one. Tom Jones inspired. Nice. That is good. I don't think I've ever heard that one too. So that's a good one.
I haven't either.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. All right. Let us now, let me find a bumper first before I do anything else. Okay. Okay. Let's go on to our next section.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Yay, I played the right one, so that's good.
Good job.
Okay, all right, so we had a contest.
We did.
If you're unsure, we did. We had a contest. Rogue Rumble, it is now done.
Much to a lot of people's relief, I'm sure.
Yes. especially leaders, because she's like, we're not doing that one ever again. And I completely blame Niecy too.
My fault.
Niecy's fault. Okay, so I've got the top 10. Oh my gosh, really? Oh wow. Okay, that was a surprise. Okay, so let's have a look at our top 10 for the Rogue Rumble contest. At number 10, oh my gosh, was me. I don't even know how I made the list. Seriously? There must have been a few that got lost that died because I was nowhere near.
Yeah, watching all day.
Okay, so yay! Wow, go me. All right, at number 9 was Rascal. They hit level 28 and they were on a human rogue. Cool. Okay, number 8 was Stab Knee at level 29. That would be
me.
You, Niecy.
Yes.
Well done.
That was my
29.
Second rogue, so yeah. I actually have not touched her since like the Thursday of the first week of the contest. I got to 29 and I'm like, I've got Bloodthirsties I've got to work on.
Nice. Nice. I love it. And you've made the top 10. That's awesome. It definitely was a rougher contest.
I know,
okay.
I survived the contest. I'm excited.
I know. All right. So at number 7, we've got Boomy Nate hit 31. They were on a dwarf rogue. At number 6, we've got Compassion hit 35 on a human rogue. We have got at number 5, Parity hit 39 with a human rogue. Number 4 was Ferian V. I'm assuming that might be V as in number 5. I'll be interested to know. They hit 46.
If they got the 46 and it's their fifth attempt, well done.
I know. Well done. That is awesome.
A lot of people stuck with it.
They did. And that was on a human rogue too. So it's been interesting. Okay. Top 3. We have got Talion hit 62, guys, on a gnome rogue. Wow. 62.
All these people playing on Earthen Ring as well.
Yeah, EU.
Yeah, that's
definitely
tough. Those top 3 broke away.
Luck is just saying the guild went for it. There was a lot of them from the same guild, which is
cool.
Fantastic. Well done. Okay, now the person that came in second on their toon main is an undead rogue who hit level 67.
That should be Spoony.
That's Spoony. Is that Spoony?
I think
seriously?
That's Spoony's last attempt. Yeah, I think so. Oh, no. Yeah, I think it's Spoony.
Wow. Wow. Last 24 hours, he went from 54 to 67. Spoony,
yeah.
You
He's
are
really
a machine.
It.
Amazing. And on an undead rogue, wow, we need to talk because I want to know your path that you took because that's amazing. All right, well done, though, on number 2 because Spoony did lose a toon early. What was 45, the first toon? So the fact is you've come back and hit 67. That's amazing. Well done. Okay, now drum roll. Okay, we have got Shinari, who hit, wait for it, level 72, people. Amazing. Level 72
on
a human rogue. Shinari is our contest winner. Congratulations, because I really didn't think we were going to get those levels. I thought with how Rogue was doing, I thought it was going to be struggling to hit 60, and you guys have just proven, smashed it. The top 3 in particular.
Anything above 60.
Wow.
And I got to say, it was really awesome to see so many people that just that died horribly, and they just re-rolled and jumped right back in there. You guys rock for hanging in there on this one. I know it was a tough contest.
It was definitely probably the roughest, I would think. I don't even think, and I hated the shaman contest, like, but I think I really hated the rogue contest more.
Shaman was a little better because we could heal a little bit more.
Yeah. So, look, everyone that partook, pat yourselves on the back. Thank you. I think just having a quick look at the page. Now, obviously, this is not final, like, numbers, because people have deleted tunes, and, of course, there was a lot of tunes that may not have made it to level 10 got killed. But we had 129 entrants on the website, and obviously there would have been quite a few more than that, which is an amazing turn up. Looking at the stats, because Stone had done up the stats sheet, so alive we had 13.18% was alive out of that. 17 tunes from 129 that got registered still alive. So that's 112 dead. That is really, really rough. That's amazing. Out of the races, human was the most rolled, which again really surprised me. I thought for sure it wouldn't have been human. So there was a total of 42 rolled at 33%. So, wow. Least rolled was Blood Elf. Interesting. So, yeah. But, Shinari, we will contact you, I'm sure, once Stone is back and everything sorted. We'll get in contact and find out which prize that you would like. There was a choice. They're EU, so there was four different ones that you could choose one from. So we'll get in touch. And again, everyone who made the contest, who played, who just gave it a go, thank you. Thank you for everyone who did their Twitter with the hashtag WowIronContest. It was so good to see the screenshots. Awesome. And just seeing people live stream their attempts, and yeah, so well done everyone, to the community, challenged community guys, thank you so much. Stone and I really appreciate it, so well done.
And again, thank you to Azeroth Coast to Coast for putting up those other two EU pets for Shinari to choose from.
Thank you guys, we do really appreciate that. Okay, so just to quickly move on to a couple of other things that Stone had down, I'll just let you know about. BFA Beta has been released. Yeah, some people have gotten into it. Stone hadn't done it, but Nisi, you were saying you could not make a level 1
I hopped in and it was letting me make a character. I was like, sweet. And it put me on the screen after I made it, and it said 110. And I was like,
okay.
So I was like, I really want to get in there with a level 1. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to. I hope we are. But as of last check a couple of days ago, it still had us making 110.
Okay. All right. So no problems. I mean, maybe they will a little bit, you know, once they get the format and everything. Yeah. Yeah. So cool. All right. Now, there has been some site changes. So Stone has been busy moving things around. So you totally blame him if you can't find stuff. Just saying. Okay. So he says that he moved all solo challenge variants into its own menu. So that will be the Bloods, the Greens, the Pacifics. Pacifists, I think that's supposed to be, and the Tins, Iron the Teams, Atlantics. Yeah, the Atlantic or the Oceanics, maybe, I don't know.
Maybe
Iron Teams can now be found under a Teams, and it's been moved to make room for the Bloodthirsty Teams. Now, there have been rules added for Bloodthirsty Teams. They're not still sure. He's not sure when that's going to happen. There is work. He's working on getting everything sorted for that. But yes, there will be bloodthirsty teams coming soon, TM.
Yeah, he needs to tweak some of the background coding to make sure you can't be on Iron Teams and Bloodthirsty Teams together.
Yes.
So, because he wants them to be individualized. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the site looks good. Like, everything looks really clean and stuff. In the variants, it's got its own drop-down menu, and then it'll have Bloodthirsty, and then there's like a little blue arrow, and it'll have your add character, challengers, honor dead, and rules for the Bloodthirsty, and so forth for the Green Man, the Pacifist, and the Tin Man.
Yes.
So, I mean, it all looks really good. You shouldn't have any trouble finding it. And if you do, just, you know, give us a shout on, politely shout on Discord, and we'll try to walk you through it.
Yes, exactly. He does say, yes, there will be some other design changes coming. So everything's there. And again, you know, so check them all out. There's lots of things that you can do to try with the challenges to keep yourself busy. And a lot of people like to call this the, you know, the, what is it? The lull stage of the expansion, but there's always something that we can be doing and having some fun with. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's have a look at our state of the challenges this week, and hopefully leaders got them correct. So I'm pretty sure I did. So if I muck something up, I apologize now, guys, because
it looks right.
Yeah, it was one of those quickly things to get done before the show started. So yes. It's done. So here we go. Anyway, irons. Ash, can you read off the irons for this week, please?
I can do the irons. At number 10 is Maine at 67.
Yay.
Number 9, Dragometry, 67. Number 8, Shinari at 72. That name sounds familiar.
Mm.
Number 7, Never Died HTR at 76. Number 6, Marglock, 77. Or rest in peace.
Mm.
Number 5, Marg Totem, 82. Two, noticing a few tunes here.
Yes.
And number 4, Margo Stealth at 83. Number 3, Misha at 85. Number 2, Margo Divine at 85. And number 1, Iron Margo, 85.
Nice. Well done. Okay. Let's have a look at Bloods. Here we go. Now, Nisi, I'm just assuming that they got flagged. I'm thinking so. So don't read all of that, but I just left it in because it kind of was a little bit weird. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they've died or what's going on there, but there seems to be some sort of flag going on with Silky coming in at number 10 at 37, so I think you may be flagged. And you may have died, and if you did, we are sorry. Number 9 is Fiveless at 38. Number 8, Iron Grinderm, I think.
Yes.
At 48. Number 7, O Positive, 53. Number 6, My Bloody Soul at 62.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Kitsandra at 67. Number 4, Ice Shard at 70. Number 3, Soul Shield at 80. Yes. Number 2, Marg Blood at 92.
Wow.
And number 1, Sold My Soul at 103.
Well done. Yes. Look at you. What did you get? 3 this week? You have been busy.
Yeah, somehow.
Nice. Well done. Okay, let's have a look at Pacifist. Ash, I'll get you to read that one. Now, the first one, something's happened, I think, with them. That's what I was going to check, but I think they got flagged. So, hang on.
Passive 6. Sorry. It's like you've been flagged.
Yeah, something happened. That's all right. Keep going. I'll check it.
Also number 9. Number 9 is Silky at 27. Number 8, Margazin at 33. Number 7, Peaceful at 34. Number 6 is Monsprecher at 42. Number five is some dude called Ashpiece, 42. Four some is scrub. Gentle Soul at 62. Three, Peace Nicker at 67. Number two, Sneaky Buzz at 92. And nice. Number one, Huey Hamster, 100. Very nice.
Wow. Well done.
I'm jealous of getting to 100.
Good job.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, I've just done a check on Passive 6, and it shows that they're green flagged. So looks like everything is okay. I don't know why my notes had said that it was an issue. So sorry about that. So well done, Passive 6. Okay. And well done. Huey Hamster's back and lovely. Yay. 100.
Yes.
Well done. Okay, let's have a look at our tins for this week. Nisi, can you take them, please?
Sure. Going to mispronounce this, and I'm sorry ahead of time, but at number 10, we have Bethia, I think, at 20. Number 9 is T. McMage at 20. Number 8, Thune at 21. Number 7, Feratus is how I'm going to pronounce that at 21. Number 6, 5 Grand at 24. Number 5, Marmoset at 28. Number 4, Iron Dream at 48. Number 3, Ultraviolet at 65. Number 2, Zaya Bow at 65. And number 1, Ashley 5, I think is what that's supposed to be, at 71.
Nice. Okay. Well done. So we've had a little bit of a rough week, but not too bad. So well done, everyone. Let's have a look at our teams for this week. So at number 10, we have got Team Drakes, which is an EU team. Someone died. So they hit 21 and RIP. So sorry to hear about that. Now, another EU team, which is Quarter Pounder with Cheese. Love that. Oh, team names. Again, they were flagged. Something happened. I'm not quite sure whether someone died and then got lost to the nether. Anyway, They're flagged, so that team seems to have gone, so I hope they come back soon. All right, at number 8, we've got Night Hunters, which hit 21. We have at number 7, Night Hunt, which hit 21. Wonder if it's the same team playing different tunes. Seems to be.
Crazy people.
Yeah, crazy people. Absolutely. Awesome. Okay. At number 6, we've got Incredibly Cool Nerds. They hit 21. There's a lot on 21. Well done, guys. Okay, at number 5, Back to Death Null. Yes. Oh, 22 RIP. Sorry.
Aww.
Okay. Wow. Okay, I like the team name, though. That's good. At number 4, we've got Tom and Toma Take 4. Okay. They hit 25, but RIP. All right. Number 3 is Night Hunts with a Z. They died at 28. No. That's why they're probably running two new teams. All right. Go, guys. Okay. Number 2 is Bacon is Life, which hit 28. Congratulations. And pronunciation. On se vous plaît.
Yeah, something like that.
Let's go with that. It's French. It's an EU team. They hit 45. Well done. Good job.
It's a rough week for teams, it looks like.
It looks like a really rough week for teams. Yeah. But hey, look, that's well done, guys, with everything else that's going on. It's great to see so many people embracing the different teams. So, the different types of challenges as well. There's always something going on. Thank you guys again. And good luck everyone this week, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't die. Safe out
don't
there.
No dying. Rule number 1, don't die. Rule number 2, if you do, start
rule
again.
Rule number 1.
See, no, yeah, exactly. Okay. Hang on.
coffee is my blood.
Jet, that's for Stone, because he's not here, and he would have thrown that in at least twice from now. So
if not three times.
Probably, exactly. Okay, let's go on to this next section.
This just in, it's chit-chat.
Okay, chit-chat time. Had to really think about that before I said it. Anyway, this is the time that you can get to send in your questions, tips, tricks, all those kinds of things. You know, let us know how you're going. If you've got queries, we do appreciate them. So we're going to start off with the first one. All right, Ash, do you want to take the first one from Dobbs, please?
Sure. I should be focusing on the...
You're playing your pacifist.
No, shouldn't I?
You're playing the pacifist.
Well, you know, I'm at my computer and, yes. You know.
Why not?
That's what happens.
Exactly.
It's from Dobbs. Hey, what does the ding on the server mean? I think it's not related to my Iron Tomb. Am I correct? And if so, what does it mean?
That's right. So this is from Discord. So we have got a little, what would you call it, Nisi? It's like a little talking
like bot.
It's a bot.
Yeah, kind of.
It's just like
it's just
an
basically it's
activity.
Keeping track of how busy we are on there and how much everybody's talking. So after you talk for a certain amount of time, it's going to go
ding,
you reach level, whatever.
It's just a bit of fun.
It goes up based on active. Mm. Yeah, it doesn't really mean anything. It's got nothing connected to your challenge tune. It's just, you know, Stone likes to see how busy people are on there. And he thought it'd be something fun to throw in.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Nisi. Can you take the next one from Dobbs, please?
Sure. So Dobbs also asked, a friend of mine asked an interesting question just now. Can one race change their iron tune if all else stays the same, just race? And I did double check with Stone on this, and he said no to race changes.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, exactly. All right. Good question.
So it's just too hard to track?
I think because it might double...
I think it's going to double up.
It doubles up and then, yeah, it makes it.
It gets really muddled and then the data gets angry and stuff. So.
And plus when you change race, you're changing like racials and stuff. So, you know, which you could start off thinking that you've rolled, say, a death knight. Say you've started off with an undead which has cannibalized and all of a sudden you want to, you know, go and race change it to a... you know, to an orc, because all of a sudden you realize, well, cannibalize is no good, that you'd be better off having blood frenzy or whatever it is. And, you know, so, yeah, no. So definitely that's what you roll. That's it. Otherwise, start a new tune or have another tune.
Yep.
Make the same, do it at the other race. And, you know, like we said, multi-level challenge tunes is always good. Just be careful. Remember... Yeah. Remember which one's which. Okay.
Yes.
Now, next one. We've got, I'm going to say from Mythalius, I think. Mythy. Hey, Mythy.
Myth works.
They say, so for future reference, when my character will die, is it better to create a new one with a different name? Now, we have this question quite regularly in many different forms through Discord, through Twitter, etc. And the standard thing that we will always find is if you are deleting your character and re-rolling and reusing the same name, the exact same name, you will find there will be issues with the websites basically picking it up. So the Blizzard API can trigger become slow and there are issues. So for a lot of people, or not for everyone, but for some of us, we will definitely create a new name and variants on names just to give it, you know, sometimes I will reuse a name, but it might be five tunes down the track before I get to reusing that. But by reusing a name straight away, you do find you will have issues with being able to register tune. Armory sometimes doesn't pick it up straight away. And if Armory doesn't pick it up, then there's, you know, problems trying to import it. So
Yeah, there's been instances in past contests even where, you know, somebody died and they reused that name within 10 minutes of dying. They were able to get on the site because maybe they went with a different class race combo, but then like maybe 4 hours later they go to update and it's saying that they're dead and they're like, but I'm not dead, I haven't died. Well, that could be the API crossing and getting confused because of the same name, and it's still picking up the old data from the old name. So while you can reuse a name, just give it like maybe 24, 48 hours, or, you know, use the same name but change one letter in it, or something along those lines, or add a letter or something, just to make it easier on yourself and less problems and less frustration. Oh. But if you really want to use that name, just hold it. Maybe, you know, a couple of days later, go ahead and reuse it.
Or give yourself like a few different, give yourself like five different variations of a name and just be like, okay, so I'll start off with, say, Iron Lita spelt this way. So I kill her off. So then I go to Iron Lita spelt a different way, you know, and I just worked my way down.
Yeah.
Just give yourself some, so you don't have the issue. The last thing you want to do is to log in, start leveling a tune. You know, all of a sudden you hit level 20 and you're like, yay, I'm on a roll. Look at all this time I've put into the tune to come across and find that, you know, it comes up as red flagged or something like that. There's nothing, and in that instance, there's nothing worse.
Yeah, and we're using Blizzard's data in that instance. So that's dependent on Blizzard's data updating. We can't force it. It's on Blizzard's end at that point. So if you did reuse a name and now it's coming up that there's an issue, you're going to have to wait it out and see if when Blizzard's data updates, if and you're still good to go. So
they don't. Just
sometimes
that
can
that.
Take a few days.
And sometimes
we have seen that happen.
It has. So just, you know, if that's what you want to do, then just be prepared that if the stuff trickles through and you're having issues, there are ways to get around that. And that's just have some different spellings of names of tunes that you can, you know, that you can utilize. And that way then you don't have an issue straight away. Okay, but thank you. Good question. Always good to revisit that. All right, Ash, we have got a joke. Oh, we've got a few jokes from Stir. So, Ash, yes, do you want to take the first one, please?
Why is Peter Pan always flying?
Why?
Because he never lands.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
Right.
No, it's a cute one. All right, Niecy, take
a few cute ones.
Go on, hit me with the next one.
Where does Captain Hook go to get a new hook? The secondhand store.
Oh, nice. Yes. Okay, and then he also said, my review of our solar system, 1 star.
Because he had to have a science joke.
Nice. Oh, Stir. Thank you. All right. Oh, what have we got? Okay, Ash, we've got something from Eli CTR. What does Eli have for us?
They said, someone threw a bottle of omega-3 pills at me. Luckily, my injuries were only super fish oil.
I've not heard that one. I like it.
I hadn't either.
That is cute. All right. Last one. Okay.
John stuck a question in, and I had to add it because he was being feisty. So Stone asks, I saw Lita up at 3:30 a.m. Does she get visited by aliens too?
I don't get that one. But yes, I was up at 3:30.
Do you have space invaders coming to see you at 3:30 a.m.?
Mm.
Little green guys and flying saucers?
No, they're
in the northern hemisphere. They haven't found the southern hemisphere yet.
No, that, yeah, exactly. Maybe
he's channeling you awake. It could be.
Maybe. Oh, thanks, Stone. Appreciate that one. Nice. Okay. What have we got from the chat room? Anything we need to discuss? I know now I'm probably can't go back far enough. I know when you were talking, Ash, Fair had mentioned a couple of things, I think also with the pacifist, about, was she saying Ferellus? Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ferellus. Okay. Round Dreamer's Rest.
As well, so same as Nisi. Okay. Cool. All right.
We'll go and check that out.
And WoW, five.
I'm rather addicted to Winter Spring now, though. given the large areas that are uninhabited there as well.
Oh, that's true. There is some good spots, definitely. Five said that the small rich thorium, is it splits at 55?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's interesting.
I'm a ways off that yet.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, but you're about getting right. there. You're getting there, which is good. Okay. Nisi, is there anything else that we need to...
Leah was asking if the contest rogues can be moved to the 10-man list now. And I think since the contest is now officially over, as long as your rogue has either A, died, or B, I believe is under 30, I think you can. But definitely if it has died, you should be able to.
Mm.
If there's any issues, let us know and we can dig further into that when Stone gets back.
Yes, exactly. So we might put that question as one that we'll talk about next week when Stone is back, just to get a definite answer on that one. Or, you know, or the other thing is just delete it. Like if you just want, just, you know, just roll something else. I might do that.
And... Yeah. And Boomy, excuse me, asked if there's any issues with doing any Blingtron quests. And that is dependent on the challenge you are playing. Mm-hmm. If you are a bloodthirsty challenger, absolutely not. You cannot do the Blingtrons because those count as a daily quest. Mm-hmm. And it will count against your 4 quest allotment.
Yes.
If you're on pacifist, tin, iron... regular iron teams, you should be fine.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? It was the most funniest thing last night. I found 2 chests while I was on the Hunter, and I was like, damn you and being bloodthirsty. I should have probably jumped on the iron and gone over, but I just wanted to kill stuff. So I was like, oh, where is the chest when I need them? Okay. Anything else? I think we've got everything. If there's any other questions, definitely don't forget, check out with Discord or tweet us, and we can put them in for
Facebook
next week. Yes, or Facebook, definitely. Okay. So I... Stone's got everything set up for him because guess what? So Leader's just going to do what Leader does. And I want to just say thank you to all of our Iron Elites. You guys know who you are, but we do really appreciate all your support through helping with the website. That is our primary goal with anyone that supports us. So thank you, thank you, thank you. That's from me. And a big thank you from Stone as well. Thank you to the mods, all of our mods. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Nisi, for just helping out today. We do appreciate it because it makes Stone's and my life a lot easier having you guys to moderate through Discord and Twitch. So thank you for doing that. Twitch.
Well, no problem.
Everyone, thanks, guys, for being in the chat room, too. We've done really well. I think we were up to about 31 people in the chat room, which is amazing. So thank you
really good.
For hanging out. It's really sweet. And just seeing how everything, you know, how it all plays and having a chat. We do appreciate that. Okay. Now, for next week. So the show will be back next week. So May 5th on Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern time, or... my time, Leader's time, is Sunday, May 6th. Did I have something on May 6th? No. Oh, long weekend for me next week. Hey, that's exciting. Okay, forgot about that. So we will be having Zots. Yay.
I can't wait for this.
Zots will be joining us. Zots, don't forget, make sure. Internet's good, okay? Just we're ready.
Alarms are set.
Ready for chatting. Yes. So Ash, thank you so much.
It's about time. Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
But next time, I'm hoping that Stone has a better international time zone calculator because it's not 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time.
It isn't. It's 9 a.m. I think, yeah. Time zones are hard, people. Seriously, it is so hard sometimes. But it's all good. It's all good. So, yeah, as long as if it's 7 p.m. Eastern or 9 a.m. Leader time, we're all good. So, anyway, again,
Ash. Normal part of the year where Leader time and Shire time is the same time.
Yes, as opposed to the other
parts of the year where you don't move and you should.
That's a whole nother discussion. Yes, it's very frustrating over summer, that's for certain. But again, thank you for all the information you've given us. It's been really good.
Some graphs and post them somewhere.
And you nearly make me want to play a pacifist, but
come on, Lita, you can do it.
I'll stick to killing my irons and killing stuff on the blood. So we'll see. Alrighty, Ash, can you tell everyone where they can find you, please?
In Australia, just ask anyone in Australia. Where's Australia? They'll point you in the right direction.
That's it, exactly.
Yeah. I'm pretty much just a Shayev everywhere on Twitter and Facebook and.
Yes.
I don't do any podcasts anymore because Jeppy's lazy. I'm blaming him.
Jeppy's fault. Nice. Oh, that's so true. But yeah. Oh,
he's
awesome.
Back.
He
he's
is back.
Playing well, so yeah.
I know, which is so good. It was so good to talk to him the other night, which was great. Okay, now for everyone else, where you can find us, don't forget, check out the website, which is wowchallenges.com. That is where you will find all information for our Discord, our Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. You can also contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can find Stone on Twitter at StoneGrasp, grasping his stone. I'm not even doing the action, but yeah. And you can also find both of us on Adventures in Azeroth, which we do spasmodically depending on I am not doing drunk, tired Lita ever again. So we will depend on time zones. All right. You can find me on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LETETAWOW. And you can check out Behind the Avatar, which there was one released yesterday. That would be Eli. I don't think he's in the chat room, but I had a lovely chat with Eli, which is very cool. Nisi, where can we find you?
Okay, so you can find me on Twitter at NisiBGN. You can also find me more readily over in the WoW Challenges Discord. I'm one of the chat mods over there. And you can also find me, I do have a Twitch channel, but I currently can't stream at the moment. So I guess either Twitter or the Discord would be the fastest way to get a hold of me right now.
Nice. Excellent. All right. Yes, Eli is here. Hey, Eli. All right. And I have to say, as always, I love to give a massive thank you to two guys who helped us out by, one, doing our intro, which was Mark Honan. So I always like to give him a shout out. So check him out at Mark Honan WoW on Twitter, as well as part of the Torrin Think Tank crew over there with Jules. And also to our good friend Epic Insanity for doing our outro. So you can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity and check out Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions podcasts. Other than that, again, guys, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for all your participations in the Rogue Rumble for the last couple of weeks. Well done to our winner. We, you know, again, 72. That is
just amazing.
Amazing. So, Shinari, thank you. Well done. Well done. That
absolutely.
And we will contact you soon. Ash, thank you again for this week. Nisi, thank you for helping me out.
Oh, you're welcome.
Stone is probably maybe taking painkillers. I don't know, but hopefully Stone will be back next week, I'm sure. Other than that, everyone, don't forget, level safely, have fun, and don't die. All right, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.